Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inner Wisdom Radio. This is Mary Feeling, your host, and thank you very much for joining me today. I believe this is about my fourth or fifth show that I've done, radio. I've been in TV for 13 years now, but radio is a little bit different, especially because I'm operating the soundboard and taking the call. So I appreciate everyone's patience as I get quicker and more familiar with all this. So thanks again for joining me today. Today's topic, I am going to talk about emotional healing, emotional clearing, specifically through EFT or emotional freedom techniques. But it really is more, it's more than that. It's really going down in there. It's not just about the tapping. It's about clearing and healing. And I just had a question in the chat room about doing mini readings. And yes, I will later for sure after I get through some of the content. And hopefully the questions with your readings might fit in with the emotional release or perhaps grief or relationship issues and things like that. So I'd love to have you call in a while. Well, I guess the best place to begin is at the beginning. And I really do not think that people know how much of an impact emotional trauma, drama, and baggage takes on us and how it stops us from really moving forward. And not only does it stop us from moving forward, but it dictates what we believe about reality. And what we do as we grow older, we have traumas, we don't know how to deal with it, and they get buried. And the way I like to look at it is every time we have an experience, it goes through our processor, we convert it to wisdom, and then we release the experience. But what happens when people have an event happen that's too big to process, it gets stuck on a circuit, on an electrical circuit, if you will. And then every time there is a like event or an event that triggers that circuit, the event bounces off or short circuits off of that old original trauma. So let me give you an example. Let's say when you are 14 years old, you have your first boyfriend or girlfriend, and it's just really a wonderful thing, and you're so happy, and you don't trust or not trust because there's never been anything to betray your trust, so you don't even think about it. And then you walk in and you see your boyfriend kissing your best friend. And that trauma, it's so large, it doesn't get converted to wisdom immediately, and it sits there and it lodges there. And so we bury it and we go forward in life. And since our life is a mirror and mirrors everything that's going on within us, the next person we meet, we may again have a trust issue. They may again cheat on us. And it just keeps getting more and more until we finally believe that all men or all women cheat, and that becomes our belief and then therefore our reality. When we have these old beliefs, or if we have a block in our current day life, you can always trace it back to an original trauma. You can always trace it back to an original event. And that's why I call my business the Holistic Detective Agency. I have been doing EFT and my version of EFT with people, which is really a detective story of going into the person's inner reality and finding those beliefs and then finding the events that caused those beliefs. And there is a very quick and simple process you can use to remove those. And I'll share some of that today. Now, there is a call on hold. And I would just say, if you're calling for a reading, I will do some readings or some mini sessions or something later. But if you have a question about the content, I'd be happy to take your call. So let me just get you on the line and see. In your area code's 207. Did you have a question about content, or did you want to call in later for a reading?
I was looking for a reading. I can hold.
Okay.
And so later on.
Okay. That sounds good.
Thank you.
Put you on then. Thanks. Okay. Now let me make sure I'm doing this correctly. Okay. Hi. Think you are still on hold. I'm hoping that you are. If not, please, I hope you call back. Okay. Well, EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques, has actually been around for a very long time. It has probably, I'm not really sure, but I'm guessing in the mid-90s, early 90s, I had heard about it around 1999, and I did it. I did the tapping. And it involves tapping on certain energy spots, energy meridian, intersection points and termination points, where you tap on that while you say a certain statement. And the statement usually consists of stating the problem and then followed by an affirmation, like, even though I have this problem, I still love and accept myself. And I had done that for a long time. And I did not find that there was a lot of relief for me. So I thought, well, maybe that's just not my thing. And then I took training several times, and I thought it was nice, and I saw it work with other people. But it wasn't until I started incorporating my intuitive work, my psychic work, into it that I started seeing that when you really connect with saying the right thing that feels right, that triggers something with people, that's when everything really starts to move. And over the six or seven years I've been doing this, more or less full time, I have seen so many miracles, all the way from multiple personalities being healed to OCD, grief, allergies, insomnia, phobias, .. just many, many cases of this. And I got to say that until we heal our emotional body, everything in our life is going to be a reaction instead of a response. And you can tell when someone is reacting to something that is a disruption in their energy system, because it's not really even about what's going on. Let's say the guy that is driving out in the car during rush hour, and somebody cuts him off, and he goes ballistic, gets out of his car, and starts trying to beat the other person up. Now, that is not about someone cutting him off in traffic. That is about a lot of people cutting him off in traffic, metaphorically and literally, throughout his life. And every time it happens, it triggers this circuit. And every time the circuit's triggered and it's not resolved, it gets more and more of a charge or a buildup. And you can even recognize this within yourself. When you are reacting to something, somebody says, oh, I like your shirt, and you have had people tease you about your shirt many times in the past, you will automatically jump to the conclusion that they're attacking you. And your life is a series of zits, like an electrical wire that has fallen, and it's zapping around and flopping around on the ground, shooting sparks. And I tell you, when those are cleared up, you would not believe how much better you feel and how much more in the moment you are, and you're not reacting. Another really big thing that blocks these energy circuits and causes disruption are old guilt, things you felt guilty about in the past, breaking up with a boyfriend and when you were in your 20s, thinking that there was something better out there for you, and then you find out you never met anybody as good as that person. And so you feel guilty, and you start judging you and judging your own knowing and your own intuition. And therefore, you don't really know what's right for you anymore. So when you go and clear these disruptions, everything starts magically falling into place in your life. And it's not really magic. It's you're removing something. You're breaking up that big thing, that trauma, that death in the family, that breakup, whatever it is. You're breaking it up into smaller pieces so it can be carried away. way I've described this for a long time for people is imagine that you are a stream flowing. And when there is a trauma or an event, it's like a boulder drops into the middle of the stream, and part of you is flowing to the left and part of you is flowing to the right. So, for instance, if we take the example of the boyfriend cheating on you or kissing your best friend, when that happened, the boulder dropped in there, and half of you may feel like, I'm not lovable. People don't love me enough to be faithful to me. The other side said, I am lovable, and this isn't right. And so what happens, instead of you moving forward or flowing in your life, these two sides become warring factions that will forever fight inside your own mind. And anything that's going on in your mind is going to be reflected in your life. So if you have that split that says, I am lovable, I am not lovable, then you're going to have that fight with your all future partners in some way or another. They're either going to treat you like the one side and you're going to defend yourself, or you're going to feel like you everybody owes you everything, and they're going to take the other thing and say no and try to knock you down a peg or two. So when that event is articulated in such a way during the tapping, it breaks the boulder up, the stream carries it forward, the stream then comes back and flows in a unity. And it's what the Buddhists call becoming at one with yourself again. Think about everything that's happened that you have not been able to process. And anything that you still hold in your body, you haven't processed, then you haven't gotten the wisdom from it. So take, for instance, you step backwards, you step on someone's foot, and you go, oh my God, I stepped on their foot. And normally we would say, I don't like to do that. So I will now look back before I step backwards. And that is the wisdom or the cognitive shift in the event. I stepped on someone's foot. Okay, now I am processing that information, and my new wisdom is that I'm going to look behind me. But if you insert guilt in there, this guilt that's really large, and you get hung up there and you never get to the wisdom, then you are going to forever be punishing you for stepping on that person's foot. You'll let other people step on your foot in many different ways throughout your life. So you can see how these events really bring about new beliefs that limit you, and that it may be about stepping on someone's foot, but that belief then gets carried through you getting that job or getting that relationship that you would really love to have, or being successful at anything. So it's well worth it. And that's really what I do, work with people in their own way, find where their life is blocked, find the way to get back to the source of it, and then releasing it. And it's painless, easy, and quick. The thing that I can do in one session with someone really is equivalent to many, many years on the couch using talk therapy. I'm not disparaging talk therapy, but it's really an intellectual understanding of the emotional issue. And yes, that can help a lot. And I still recommend people to do what they feel they need to do. But it has been my experience that if you really heal the emotional body, the disruption from the original pebble dropping, that you can clear something in one session. I have helped someone to clear OCD that they had their whole life, where they had to turn the doorknob X amount of times every time they left a room, et cetera. And it was really affecting their life and making it hard for them to hold a job. And in one session, it was gone. And this was at least 5 years ago, and I know it's probably six or seven by now, and it's still gone. Same with allergies. Someone had a whole lifetime of allergies, and now they no longer have it. And it is showing you that the healing really is instantaneous. We think of the injury being instantaneous and the healing taking a long time. It's really the other way around. The injury was a long time in coming because it was a buildup of beliefs and things that we didn't deal with. And then it crystallizes in the injury or the event or the block, whatever it is. And then we can remove it by finding out what that is, and it heals instantly. So I would like everybody to open your mind up to the idea that healing is instantaneous. It's immediate. It's right there. And it's not something you have to work at or go a long distance to get. Okay, so let me give you a little history on EFT because I think it is interesting. If you have ever heard of muscle testing or kinesiology, it was developed a long time ago, I believe by Goodhart and Dee in their Touch for Health or Applied Kinesiology, where I believe that they were chiropractors, and they found that when they were pressing on certain parts of the body, the person got weaker or stronger. And so what they found is that we automatically know, number one, and I'm going to back up a little bit, we automatically know what's right for us. I had heard of muscle testing years prior, and I had never taken a class in it, but I noticed that it really worked. So when I started teaching psychic development and divination tools, I wanted to talk about using muscle testing for readings, for insight. And I realized that I couldn't really explain it scientifically. So I asked before I went to sleep to show me a way to explain that to people, even though intuitively I understood it. And so I had a dream that night that I could see about 10 feet around me in all directions, and it was a golden light, and anything that was within that field got illuminated with this golden light. And so I was walking up to this diner, and I started feeling groggy and foggy-headed and weak, and I thought, whoa, what's going on? And I noticed that my field had illuminated a box of chocolate donuts, and I realized that it was affecting me just as much as if I had eaten those donuts. And so I realized that that would be a good way to explain how muscle testing works, is that we already know how something's going to affect us before we consume it, before we start dating them, before we start to work there, or before we even read the book. So why wait until we consume it, either by reading it or experiencing it, to know whether it's good for us or not? Our body simply gets stronger if it makes us stronger, if it's a yes, if it's something good for us, and it gets weaker if it's not, and that's a no. And so it's not anything to even judge. Some people get really strong with chocolate, and other people get weak. So you can't get into that idea of, I know this is good for me, and I know this isn't good for me, because everybody is unique. So finding out what's right for you, what your body feels stronger with, is going to be the right thing. Well, they found that through testing, they could find that where people had really core issues, like emotional problems with things. And so it gradually evolved to Roger Callahan taking it and developing thought field therapy, where people would talk into a box and he would come up with an algorithm of a tapping sequence for them for that particular illness or problem. And they were having really miraculous things happen, but it was quite expensive to take the training, about $10,000 from what I have been told, and that you had to have one of those black boxes. So Gary Craig, the founder of EFT, decided, why not just have people tap on all those energy points and then you can bypass the black box and then it's more accessible to everyone. So he really took it out there and opened it up to a lot of people. And so the reason it's called Emotional Freedom Techniques, plural, is it's really made up of a lot of different techniques that were contributed from a lot of different people. It's not just Gary Craig's development, but a lot of people contributed to that. So that's a little bit about the history. And I talked about the disruption in the field and how we process experience into wisdom. So let me tell you a little bit about how tapping works. And I would like for you, if you choose, to call in a little while, and we can actually do some tapping rounds And I would invite anybody listening, whether that you're listening live or this as an audio recording in the podcasting or on Blog Talk, to tap along because you're going to find some relief. I'll tell you a little bit about where we will be tapping, and don't worry about things if you can't memorize this, because ultimately wherever you tap is going to be okay, because it's a convergence of factors that cause the healing, that affect the change. And I will keep it simple and just give you a few of the tapping points. But I do training in this if anybody is interested. It really is a wonderful tool to use for healing yourself and for healing others. So there is a point on the side of your hand. Take a fist and bang on the table, the part that is hitting the table right then, which is one of the reasons we probably do bang our fists on the table, is we're clearing that energy circuit right there. You will tap there with 3 or 4 fingers of the other hand, and don't tap really hard to where you're feeling pain, but don't tap so light you're not feeling it either. And tapping with that. And it does not matter as we go through this if you go from one side to the other, start tapping with your left hand or your right hand or whatever. So I'm just letting you know that. The next tapping point is on the top of your head. The way I do it is let all 5 of my fingers hang down and tap it, and then move around till I find just the right spot. And how you will know that is it feels comfortable, or it feels like you're scratching an itch, or it tickles, or something like that. So it moves around a little bit for that one. The next point is the beginning of your eyebrow, right near the bridge of your nose, and it doesn't matter, again, on either side. The next side is the side of your eye on the bone, then under your eye on the bone, so not on your cheek, not in your temple, but on the eye socket bone, under your nose, under your bottom lip where it curves in there, and then on your collarbone, near the base of your throat where the knobs are, the collarbone, and then back to the side of your hand. And we will just use those tapping points for today. The next thing you do in a tapping, once you know where to tap, is find something that you would like to tap on. So here's where I'd like your participation. Think of something that you wish you had done differently, or something that you wish you could have maybe not said something, maybe wish you hadn't have married this person, or wish you hadn't said something to someone that hurt their feelings. I'll give you a minute to think of that. And if you're listening to this already recorded, you can just pause it while you think of something. Now, the next step in this is to get a number. And what I mean by that is it's a SUDS number, subjective units of distress, and they use that in hospitals. It's a pretty widespread thing. And essentially, you're saying 0, I have no emotional charge about it. 10, I have an immense, as high as I can picture, emotional charge about it. And the number will pop into your head. You'll just know. It'll pop right into your head, and then write it down. And it's really important to write it down. And don't worry, it's not like any scientific thing, just whatever number comes to you. Okay, now that you've written that down, I want you to know how you got that number. It might be because you felt the clenching in your stomach, your breathing got shallower, you got pain behind your ears, whatever that was. Write down how you know that that was that number. Like, let's say it's a number 8. How you know it's a number 8. Now we are going to do some tapping on that. And this is just an example. I would really like it if someone would call in with an actual event that they've had so that we could do a real one, one specific to someone, so people could see how this works. But you can also see how it works with something very general like that, like this that we're doing now. So thinking of what you are working on, whatever that thing is that you wish you could have done different, hold that in your space. And now repeat after me while tapping on these particular zones. Tapping on the side of your hand, say, even though this happened, repeat that after me out loud, I love and accept myself. And still tapping on the side of your hand, even though I did this, I am open to forgiving myself. Now tap on the top of your head. Even though this happened, I love and accept myself. Your eyebrow, even though I did this, I'm open to forgiving myself. Side of your eye. I am so hard on myself, and I forgive myself. Under your eye, even though I did this and other people may have gotten hurt, I'm open to seeing that this is in divine order. Under your nose, even though this happened, I choose to feel at peace. Under your bottom lip, even though this happened, and I wish it didn't, I'm open to seeing the blessing in this. And now your collarbone, even though I did this, I love, accept, and forgive myself. And then back to the side of your hand, even though this happened, I forgive myself unconditionally. And then take a deep breath. And what happens is you have literally cleared the emotional, energetic charge off of these circuits. And so you will feel more centered and balanced. And now tap back into the idea of your intensity level. So if you think of it and you had an 8 before, what is your new number? So go ahead and write that number down and see if you have shifted or changed. So the next thing we'll do is do one more round. You essentially keep doing this until you get your number down to a very low number. And as you go down and the number is lower and lower, what you'll find is that it gets harder and harder to connect to the number. And you're thinking, well, I know I used to feel upset about this, but it is now at a distance from you. And what that means is events that happen to you aren't going to set that off and trigger it. Okay, so let's go one more round. Even though I still have some remaining intensity, and start with the side of your hand, even though I still have some remaining intensity, I love and accept myself. Top of your head. Even though I still have some guilt and regret, I forgive myself. Eyebrow. Even though I wish I had never done this, I choose to love and accept myself anyway. Side of your eye. Even though I did this and other people may have suffered, I love, accept, and forgive myself. Under your eye. Even though I did this, and other people may have suffered, and I never want to hurt anyone, I still forgive myself. Under your nose, even though I may have done something that harmed other people or harmed me, I love, accept, and forgive myself. Your bottom lip, under your bottom lip, even though this happened, I'm willing to let it go. Collarbone, even though this happened, I'm ready to let it go. Side of your hand, even though this happened, I let it go and I support myself unconditionally. And take a deep breath. Okay, so I am going to open the lines for readings if anyone would like to call in. And please tell your friends about the show. I just recently started doing this at 10:30 or 11:30 a.m. instead of 10:30 p.m. because this is a good time for people at their lunch break. They can listen on their computer while they have lunch and call in for a reading or get a little inspiration in the middle of the day. So if anybody out there would like a reading, a past life reading, a reading about relationships, or would like some insight into some pain or trauma or something that has gone on in your life, I would be happy to do it at this point. And the call-in number is 760-542-4345. And while I am waiting for someone to call in, I will tell you a little bit about my TV show that I do with Neville Johnston. He is the author of The Language Codes, Self-Empowerment Protocols, The Hidden Language Codes, and he really was the original person that brought all of the awareness of how powerful our words are. So you may want to check out his book. It's really groundbreaking. He wrote it back 13 plus years ago, and I know a lot of people are climbing on board with that now. And so if you want to read the original ideas, they're powerful. Well, we do, as I was saying, a live metaphysical call-in show called Telepathic TV, and we broadcast out of the Washington, D.C. area, and mainly over northern and central Virginia. But you can watch us on the internet at www.telepathictv.com. We really do a lot of different things, and I think you would enjoy it. You can also listen to that on podcasts. Just type in Telepathic TV, which is another way. I've also created four decks of divination oracle cards. One is called Inner Wisdom Cards. One is the Spirit Animal Cards. Another one is the Chakra Affirmation Cards. And the Mary's Magical Messages, which are soon to be out. You can play those online for free and get free insight readings with those. So I guess that pretty much sums that up. Well, I tell you what, it doesn't sound like anybody's calling in, so I may sign off a bit early today. I was really hoping to share how powerful this is with someone calling in so I could actually walk you through a session and see how powerful it is to let go of this. I mean, this stuff is really amazing. You can get over grief of a loss of a love or someone passing, get over old guilt or shock or phobia, PTSD, anything really. And it is quite powerful. All right then. Well, I hope that you found this of service and that you enjoyed what I had to offer today. And I am on Tuesdays on Blog Talk Radio and Main Street Universe. And you can get in touch with me at telepathictv@yahoo.com. if you have any questions. And I usually do readings every show unless I have a guest where that's not appropriate. I'm going to be having an animal communicator on pretty soon and getting lots of other interesting guests, and always looking to give you something useful to promote yourself and to get your life flowing and going. So it was my joy and honor to be here with you today, and please join me next Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio.